The station plans to move to the former WEVV building at Main and Riverside at a cost of $3.4 million. A quiet campaign that's drawn mostly on corporate support has already raised more than half of the needed money. During a news conference, USI President and WNIN Board Chair Linda Bennett asked board members to join her at the podium.
This is your board for WNIN, and we are 100% behind the move to Maine.
Evansville Mayor Lloyd Winicky praised the effort for a new public media center.
And to grow it into something that will really help attract people into our city, our region, and specifically downtown.
WNIN Public Media President Brad Kimmel says plans for the building include a 50-seat theater that will show PBS programs and local productions.
We're thrilled to have at the foot of Main Street a public theater that people can use. And like I mentioned in the press conference, we're going to make it available to other nonprofits and other corporate community that they want to have a presentation.
Plans also include a digital music studio, updated TV, radio, and online production facilities, and more learning opportunities for area students. WNIN hopes to move into the new public media center in August. For WNIN News, I'm John Gibson.